The subject would hear the others saying things about the length of the line which were clearly false. Most subjects answered correctly, in spite of the incorrect judgments of the others, but a proportion, 32%, conformed to the majority view, the incorrect view. This proportion was much, much higher than anticipated. Before the experiments, they'd thought 15% or lower might do this. To give you a bit more detail, I have an illustration up here on the board. A group of 6 or 7 people were given a card with 3 lines on it. There is a short vertical line, on the right of which is a longer line, and on the right of that, there is another still longer line. However, it's clear that the longest line is the right-hand one, the second longest, the middle one, and the shortest is the one on the left. The participants were given a second card with just 1 line on it. I should add that in these experiments, people became very distressed. They found it very hard to deal with a situation where people were telling them things which were against the evidence of their own eyes. One woman became extremely agitated, running about measuring and looking and checking and shouting in a kind of massive anxiety. Now, what experiments which occurred sometime later found was that other factors can influence the result. For example, when there were more so-called participants, there was even more conformity. On the other hand, when people were able to respond in secrecy, by writing the result down, for instance, they made fewer incorrect judgments about the lines. Subjects gave various explanations for why they made the decisions they did. Although they weren't put under pressure by the experimenter, many felt that they would somehow spoil the experiment and upset the person running it if they didn't agree, no matter how stupid they felt. More simply, in other cases, they said they just wanted to not show themselves in a bad light. Whatever the reason, Ash's experiment has had a long history, and although...